And now, James Gravel.
In our last lesson, we began an examination of the revealed will of God as found within the Bible. We need to stress here that the only way to know God's will is to study God's Word. When we obey the Bible, the action on our part leads us to do God's will and to know Jesus Christ as our Savior and carry out His will in our lives. This is the point that the writer of the book of Hebrews made when he said, "May the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, make you complete in every good work to do His will, working in you what is well-pleasing in His sight." Hebrews 13, verse 21. To know God's will for our lives, we must immerse ourselves in His Word, since it is through that Word that He revealed His decrees and His desires. This is why Paul wrote, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." 2 Timothy 2:15. Paul likewise told the Christians in Ephesus, "Do not be foolish, but understand the will of the Lord." Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. It is evident from such statements that we can know and understand God's will. The importance of knowing and obeying God's Word is stressed throughout Scripture, as the following sample passages indicate. "The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it." Joshua 1, verse 8. "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. The truth is that God instructs us through His principles contained in His Word. Because He has given us freedom of choice, we have the power, but not the right, to violate His revealed will. This explains why James wrote, "Receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls." James 1, verse 21.